الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are indeed fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us another opportunity to witness very auspicious, very virtuous days and nights of the year. In order to appreciate the virtue of these days and nights, and any days and nights for that matter, I'd like to share an analogy. We know that every unit of time resembles the other. There is a second that passes now. It is exactly the same as the second that passed a few months ago, before the advent of these auspicious days and nights. Outwardly, there is no difference. It takes the same amount of time for a minute to pass, a second to pass, a day to pass, that it took some months ago, which were not declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be as auspicious. So, sometimes outwardly, the appearance of something, whether tangible or intangible, may be very similar. But the value of that thing increases tremendously because of certain, exterior and certain reasons. So take for example a brick that is used to build a house. The brick is the same, it looks the same, it is being used in a specific use, and it has some value because it's being used to build something of value, a house. Now take that same brick, which looks exactly the same, it's made with the same sand, stone, and now attach it to a masjid. Has the value increased or not? This second brick, which looks exactly the same, now earns that brick. Or whoever did any work to attach that brick to the masjid, it earns him endless rewards till the day that masjid is Abad. Now take that same brick and attach it to Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi Al-Sharif. It's the same thing, the same sand, stone, and then we can go on. Attach it to the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama, attach it to the Kaaba Sharif. So we understand that virtue comes by recognition of that virtue by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches virtue to something, then that becomes virtuous. So in the same light, we need to understand the moments and the hours and the minutes that we are currently experiencing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said with regards these days and nights, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, that there is no time of the year in which Virtuous acts, good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these days and nights. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explains this and says that the fasting of each day of these 9 days is equivalent to the fasting of 1 year. And spending the night in ibadah is equivalent to spending the night of Laylatul Qadr in ibadah. A person earns the reward of Laylatul Qadr in ibadah. Then with regards the day of Arafah specifically, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ الْعَرَفَةِ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ, that the best of dua, the best of prayer and seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the dua of this day, this particular day that we are experiencing here in South Africa. Today is the yom that is termed as يوم عرفة, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. The virtue for us is for today. Yesterday the Hujjaj experienced يوم عرفة in Makkah Mukarramah and in Arafah. But for us, the virtue is for today. Like how we read Salah according to our own time. We don't read Salah according to the time of Makkah Mukarramah or Madinah Munawwara. So the ibadat which are attached to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down the principle that those ibadat are specific to the geographic region that you are in. Nonetheless, that's a separate discussion. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned with regards this day that we are currently experiencing, the day of Arafah, that khayru ad-du'a, du'a'u yawmi Arafah. The best of du'a that a person can make is the du'a of the day of Arafah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to mention a very unique du'a. It is a dua. Firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes this dua very intriguingly. And then the dua itself apparently has no direct request to Allah in it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that khayru ma qultu وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّونَ قَبْلِي وَقَالَ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ قَبْلِي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, the best of what I have said and the best of what the prophets have said prior to me on this day is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The fourth kalima, right? It's the kalima which proclaims the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed. So the ulama, the muhaddithin, they explain that in the court of a kareem, in the court of a magnanimous king, then just praising the king is sufficient for the king to take care of all your needs. So the best dhikr that we can do, there are still a few hours left on this day, is to increase in our dhikr of La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And the knower of our needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows our needs obviously more than we do, who knows what is better for us obviously more than we do, he inshallah will take care of all the other du'as that we wish to make. And definitely we should also make specific du'a. But the best dhikr of today is this dhikr, as has been narrated in authentic ahadith. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these days and nights specific for certain ibadat, such that those ibadat cannot be carried out in any other time of the year. The most auspicious, the most virtuous ibadah is the ibadah of Hajj. And we all envy the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are there and who are currently in the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah there and are doing the manasik of the 10th day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them an accepted Hajj, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their du'as that they have made for us and the ummah at large. So Hajj is an ibadah that Allah has chosen specifically for this time of the year. These manasik, going to Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah, pelting the jamarat, doing the tawaf of ziyarah, doing the tawaf of qudum, they cannot be fulfilled in any other time of the year. If a person goes to Arafah in any other day of the year, it would not be virtuous. If a person tries to do the manasik of the Hajj in any other time of the year, it won't be accepted. It's not recognized at all in the Sharia. A person won't get any special thawab for it. In fact, there is danger that he might be sinful because he is going against the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, one of the reasons for the virtue of these days, again, is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen these days for some specific ibadat which cannot be fulfilled in any other time of the year. And for myself and yourself who weren't chosen this year to go for this virtuous ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept some solace for us as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to imitate the Hujjaj. For example, it comes in the hadith that a person who has the means to do qurbani and he is supposed to do qurbani, then he should not cut his nails and hair. This is in imitation of the Hujjaj. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us to imitate those who are His chosen ones. And there is hope that if we imitate them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us some portion of that blessing and those barakat and those virtues of the Hujjaj as well. Similarly, another great ibadah which is specific to this time of the year and has no virtue in any other time of the year, and it is an ibadah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us again to imitate in some way the Hujjaj, is the ibadah of At-Tashriq, Takbir of Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. We have, alhamdulillah, commenced with this takbir from the fajr of this day, and it will continue till the asr of the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. And it is a takbir that we should say with our heart. These are the days of the proclamation of the kibriyai, of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every juncture, in fact, this takbir, it was the sunnah of the sahaba ikram to proclaim this takbir throughout these 10 days. And particularly from the 9th to the 13th, it is wajib upon the males to read it loudly after every fard salah. Even the females should read it with a soft voice after their salah. But it is a form of instilling within us the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time and again during these days we are reminded of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that greatness basically means that it should be entrenched in our hearts such that in front of that greatness we sacrifice everything. At the time of Qurbani also we are taught to do takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It comes in the Quran Kareem. When the hukam of qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the hukam of qurbani, He says, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, that you are sacrificing this animal as a gesture in remembrance obviously of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, who sacrificed his son, his nabalig son. He did everything that was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He passed the knife over his son's throat as well. But then miraculously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant, you know, made the ram was slaughtered in place of his son. But there wasn't any questioning by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam on the rationale behind the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the messages that we need to take from these auspicious days and nights is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukam, Allah's law, Allah's command is greater than everything else. When the command of Allah comes, then we do not ask why, and we do not try to, think of its rationale. If Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did that, then what rationale could there have been behind slaughtering a person's own son, and that too Nabalik son of sinless small boy? What rationale could there have been? So in front of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Allahu Akbar. Then we are aashiqs of Allah. We are the lovers of Allah. Allah has said it, that's why I'm doing it. Does it make sense or not? I don't care. Allah has said it, that's why I'm doing it. So this is the jazba of these 10 days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding of deen and the tawfiq of amal. And this jazba of putting Allah's hukam before everything else in our lives. If we take this message, inshallah, we have taken this, the main message of these 10 days. And just before we complete, I just want to share a quick tip and a quick nuskha, a quick prescription, which can make it very easy for us to make amal on deen as a whole. And this prescription has been given by my Sheikh and Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Sahab, Damat Barakatum. And it just takes probably 5 minutes of our day, or maybe 7 minutes. And that is, in the morning, when we wake up and we start our day, before commencing with the activities of our day, take a 1 minute or 2 minutes just to cast like a cursory glance over our activities that we are going to do in that day. And make a small dua that, Ya Allah, I'm going to be engaging in these activities. Ya Allah, I wish to do it according to your pleasure. Right? And then, whenever a person remembers during the day, try and become conscious of that fact and try and do everything according to the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he passes his day in this manner. At the end of the day, another 1 minute or 2 minutes, he just casts another glance over the activities of the day. Wherever he was able to do something in accordance with the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shows gratitude for that. He says, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you granted me the tawfiq. And wherever there was some error, he makes istighfar on that. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Sahab says that if a person does this consistently, inshallah, it will bring about a revolution in his life. And what better time for this revolution than these auspicious days and nights? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.